This is what's trending today. Barack Obama gave his final speech as President of the United States on Tuesday night. His final day in office is Friday, January 20th. That is the day that Donald Trump will be sworn in as America's 45th president. The Obama family plans to continue living in Washington, D.C., while younger daughter Sasha finishes high school. But what will the former president do with his time? Some observers think Obama will get to work helping the Democratic Party find new candidates who can win local elections in 2018. Obama said in 2015 that he might go back to working on issues similar to those he worked on before he got involved in politics. Before he became a state senator in Illinois, he helped poor communities in Chicago. But in case Obama changes his mind, the popular music streaming service Spotify seems to have a job for him. The music service published a job posting on Monday for a president of playlists. Some of the requirements for the job are very specific. Obama is likely the only person in the world who is qualified for the job. The job requirements include having had singer Kendrick Lamar perform at a birthday party. Lamar, Obama, and Janelle Monáe all sang Happy Birthday to Obama's daughter Malia in 2016. Another requirement is 8 years of running a highly regarded nation. Spotify also says the applicants must have a Nobel Peace Prize. The listing also mentions being one of the greatest speakers of all time. Many people enjoyed Obama's summer music playlists he created last August. His playlists included artists like Miles Davis, Allo Black, and Leon Bridges. The founder of Spotify is Daniel Ek of Sweden. He tweeted the job listing on Monday. He wrote, "Hey Barack Obama, I heard you were interested in a role at Spotify. Have you seen this one?" The message was liked and retweeted almost 20,000 times. One person said she would sign up for Spotify if Obama came to work for the service. And many people said they would happily take the job if Obama were not interested. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.